operates in the field of reality. And therefore, there...
Wait, go slow.
I'm sorry, I made a mess.
No, I'm just saying that we didn't say that the perception or truth operates directly in the field of reality. We said the other day that
it operates in actuality. In actuality. Now, wait a minute. There is perception which is truth. That can only act in actuality.
Mm-hmm.
That which is actual.
Yes.
Actual being care, isn't it?
What?
Actual, the word actual.
Act, you know, to act.
Is act.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The action in the field of reality, isn't it? Look, sir, put it down the other way. I see something.
Yeah.
I perceive something totally, which is not the act of thought.
Yeah, so that is a direct act.
Yeah, that is direct perception.
Yes.
Then that perception acts.
Acts directly.
Directly.
Without thought.
That's what I want to find out.
Yes. To begin, without thought, perception acts directly. So as we say, perception of danger.
Yes,
perception. Acts immediately.
Immediately.
Without thought.
That's right.
And now, but then thought may become aware of the act, of the
thought
action.
Thought then become aware of the act and translate it into words.
And into further structures.
Further structure.
Yeah.
Right. We are getting slowly. That is, there is a total perception which is truth. That perception acts in the field of reality. That action is not the product of thought.
Yes.
But thought, because it is an action of the whole, thought has undergone a change.
All right, we have it now. You see, the point is that if there is an action in the whole, and you say thought is part of the whole, thought is contained within the whole, is that what you're saying, and therefore it is changed?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I must go back. Sees the whole, that's the truth.
The whole is different.
I mean, whole is different.
Because of the perception.